USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Presidential electors are meeting across the United States on Monday to formally choose Joe Biden as the nation's next president. Monday is the day set by law for the meetings of the Electoral College. In reality, electors will meet in all 50 states and the District of Columbia to cast their ballots. The results will be sent to Washington and tallied on January 6th, joint session of Congress, over which Vice President Mike Pence will preside. The coronavirus vaccine is being rolled out across the country.
The first doses of the coronavirus vaccine supply went to a New York healthcare worker who spent the last 10 months working the front lines. Sandra Lindsay, a Northwell Health employee, was possibly the first in the nation to receive the vaccine on Monday at Long Island Jewish Medical Center. And so it begins. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.